Early this morning, a U.S. airstrike killed Qassem Soleimani, Iran's top general at the Baghdad airport. U.S. officials have defended the strike as a defensive attack, preventing Soleimani from hurting Americans in the region. Soleimani has been a top military official in Iran for nearly four decades, where he designed Iran's system of proxy fighters and terrorist organizations, which have created chaos and many casualties around the Middle East. The U.S. has also accused Soleimani of approving the attacks on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad earlier this week. Iran has warned harsh retaliation for the attack, and Iraq, where the strike took place, has also said it will reassess allowing U.S. troops in its borders. Soleimani is a controversial figure in the region, with some mourning his death, remembering his work in liberating parts of the region from the Islamic State. Others are celebrating connecting Soleimani to the brutal crackdowns on protesters in Iraq last month. Tensions are ratcheting up in the region, with Iran's enemy, Israel, putting their military on high alert. It is unclear what authority the U.S. relied on to carry out the attack. Evidence has not yet been revealed to support the idea that Soleimani was planning attacks against Americans. Tensions between Trump and Iran stem back to June 2018, when the president pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal that had been struck with Obama, re-implementing economic sanctions.
This evening, Portlanders gather in Terry Schrunk Plaza outside City Hall, demonstrating against a potential war with Iran. The rally began at 5, organized by the Democratic Socialists of America. KBOO's Teresa Mitchell is at the No War in Iran rally and is on the line with us now. Teresa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. So tell us about the scene downtown. What does this demonstration look like, and what are you hearing people say?
So we are at the Terry Schrunk Plaza, and we're in the bridge feature that forms an amphitheater out front. And there's a couple of hundred people here and more people gathering by the moment. I understand this rally is to go for a couple of hours now. And it precedes the rallies that will be going across the country tomorrow. But Portland has its own. Portland has to get in the gate early, I guess. And I would say that... This is a militant attitude. We have the DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America, have put out a number of signs printed up saying no war in Iraq, and some of them say no war in Iran. Some of the other signs say Iraq, Yemen, Syria, and no war but class war, a couple of those. I'm seeing get AIPAC out. And people are just generally waiting for the speech part of the rally to wind up here. I see.
What do you think, Teresa? What do you think it is about this particular action today that got people in Portland to come down there?
Well, I think people are outraged. I mean, we've been teased with the war with Iran for a long time, so it's never clear. I think talking to people about the situation that a massive invasion is ever going to happen. It's constantly threatened. So people don't want to take that chance. And I think people are aware that 3,082nd Airborne troops have been sent in, and that, of course, is serious. There are a couple of aircraft crew groups in the region. The USS Truman is there, and the USS Abraham Lincoln was held there. And those are carrier groups that have several ships.
Can you speak a little bit louder, Teresa?
Yes, just the level here.
Thank you.
And, am I coming in now?
And, yes, you are.
I think people are just wanting to show that they're not going to stand for a war. And of course, people are talking about the wag the dog phenomenon. The speculation is that President Trump has simply use this opportunity to once again seize the new cycle, as he has been able to do for years now and wasn't able to do during the impeachment hearing, so that as he grinds his gears and is unable to move the impeachment, he's at least able to jump into the new cycle and threaten something truly horrible. People are opposed to that.
It sounds like there's quite a crowd there, and you say that more people are coming all the time?
Yeah, I can see people moving in from from all corners here. It seems to be more red tonight than when I just first started talking. I count like it wasn't before 5.
And you're downtown at Terry Shrunk Plaza, directly across from the Justice Center. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you expect the rally to go on for another hour or two?
Yeah, another 90 minutes at least is on the schedule, and we'll have speakers here in about 10 minutes.
Okay. All right, Teresa, is there anything else you want folks in the audience to know about this issue or this demonstration?
It is entirely peaceful, and the police are not in evidence, so you don't have to worry about that for now.
So come on down?
Yeah, and it's crowded, but people are cheerful to see each other and to see the solidarity that's spreading as we talk to each other about the situation.
All right. Thank you very much. This is Linda Olson-Osterlund for KBOO Evening News, talking with Teresa Mitchell, who's on site at the No War in Iran rally down at Terry Shrunk Plaza, going on right now for the next couple hours.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.